As Jesus was drawing near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes, for the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today we have a very short passage, but one that is very powerful and very heartbreaking as well, because the Lord is weeping over Jerusalem. We see here in St. Luke chapter 19, this is beginning at verse 41. In the verses previous to this, the Lord was coming into Jerusalem on the donkey. It was Palm Sunday, and there was so much rejoicing. People were cutting off the palm branches. They were laying their cloaks along the road. They were shouting, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." They were welcoming Jesus as their long-awaited Messiah. And so this is when this occurred, that as the Lord was coming down upon the donkey into the city of Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, Scripture tells us that he stopped and he looked over this magnificent city of Jerusalem and he began to weep. Well, why did the Lord weep during this time? Well, the Lord knew what was going to happen. In just 40 years, the Lord saw the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans. And the Lord wanted Jerusalem to have peace. In fact, the name Jerusalem means the city of peace, Jerusalem. The word Salem comes from the word shalom, which means peace. So Jerusalem is supposed to be the city of peace. And yet really for the last, 4,000 or 5,000 years, there's been so much fighting and turmoil in that particular city, which should be the city of peace. So it said Jesus paused and he wept over the city. Now, if you go to the Holy Land today, you'll see on the Mount of Olives, right at the spot where they believe the Lord stopped, is the church. And it's the church of the weeping of Jesus. And it's the dome is shaped like a big teardrop. If you've been to Jerusalem, you'll see this beautiful church nestled up on the Mount of Olives, and the dome the shape of a teardrop to recognize the tears of God, the tears of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So he loved Jerusalem. He loved the Jewish people. He wanted to give them salvation, wanted to give them peace. And he says, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, for the days are coming," it says, "when your enemies will raise up a palisade against you, they will encircle you and hem you in on all sides." Well, what is the Lord referring to? Well, in the year 66 AD, about 35 or so years, 40 years after the Lord preached this, the Jews revolted against the Roman control of the city of Jerusalem. And so they were looking for a political solution. They were looking for a military solution to their problems. And yet they had Jesus. They had the Lord with them 30, 40 years before. They could have had peace. They could have accepted Christ and gone the way of Christ, which was the way of peace. And yet here it was in 66. They sought redemption. They sought salvation through political revolution and by casting out the Roman control of the city. And because of this Jewish revolt in the city of Jerusalem to try to get rid of the Romans, 3 years after that, Titus, who was the son of the Roman Emperor Vespasian, was sent in to crush the rebellion. And historians tell us that the Roman soldiers attacked Jerusalem and broke through the northern wall, but they still couldn't take the city. So they finally laid siege upon it in the year 70 AD, and they burned the city, they destroyed the city. 600,000 men, women, and children were slaughtered by Titus and the Romans. So the city was devastated and destroyed. They also destroyed the Temple of Jerusalem. The only part that remains is the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall of the Temple. That part of it, which was apparently even underground at that time. That's why the Lord says that not even a stone will be left upon another. The foundations of what we see now is of the Western Wall is the foundation of the original Jewish temple. But really no stone, as the Lord predicted, would remain upon each other. And so the Lord is weeping as he clearly foresees, as the Son of God, he sees the future. He sees what's going to happen unless they would have a conversion and accept Christ and follow the way of Christ, the way of peace, and not go the way of political revolution. And so we see the compassion of the Lord weeping over the city of Jerusalem, which should be the city of peace. The Lord predicts they will smash you to the ground and your children within you. They will not leave one stone upon another because you failed to recognize the time of your visitation. So what a heartbreaking gospel it is today, but one that sadly came true because of the rejection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the Lord has not abandoned his people. He continues to offer salvation to everyone, Jew and Gentile alike. God is a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of forgiveness. So the Lord continues to reach out through his grace to all men and women, whether Jew or Gentile. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for each and every person. The Lord died for Jew and Gentile. He died for each and every person. Whether that person accepts the grace of God, that's up to them. But the Lord still loved them so much that not only did he weep over Jerusalem, but he died for each and every person in Jerusalem, and he died for each and every person in the entire world.